Oh, it's been absolutely amazing. It's been so buzzing. We've had so many people in the pool, you know, the swimmers and the spectators. And today we've beat the record of last year for sponsorship for the actual swimmers, so that we're really, really pleased. So far, I think we've got £5,500 with more pledged to come in.
Wow.
So,
is that a new record for the whole?
We'll just have to see when everything comes in, because sometimes the money comes in drips and drabs after the event. But yeah, it's really good. We're really pleased. And we're really pleased with, you know, it makes such a difference that Harbour FM come and support us, because it really adds to the atmosphere and the fun of the event. So thank you to all of you.
No, we do enjoy being part of it. And there was quite a mix of teams from sort of
young
to old.
There was, yes. You know, we've got schools, we've got street pastors, we've got the girls from Sure Start that help with Sure Start. We've got teams from the churches, from scouts, from the swimming club. It's just been amazing. Yeah.
Brilliant. And obviously yourselves have got a good team behind the scenes.
Yeah, yeah. The team are really experienced, have been doing it now. This is our 9th year, so it's a really experienced team, so it all goes very smoothly.
I presume you'll be thinking now for
next
year.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
Excellent. Thank you. And where does the money go? Just remind us where that.
Oh, well, 70% of it goes straight back into the community. So we advertise with you, and we advertise with Harbour Mail. And any charity or good cause can apply for a grant. Anybody from a registered charity to the Scouts to. We give grants of between £50, which sometimes can be an awful lot for a small organisation, up to £500.
Absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, and then the other 30% we keep in our charitable trust account for any disasters that might happen throughout the world, or anything that might be needed locally during the year.